Good morning. It is August 22nd, and try to be as happy as you can, but it's Monday, you know, and
all kinds of things happen on a Monday.
Exactly. Sometimes even your room that you're going to do your show in doesn't work. But enough of that. We won't say that we had problems because it would be redundant. Today, on Happy Monday, you know, we've kind of been going with the refresh of the routine. And I gave out some homework of saying, well, you know, do these six things on your Monday routine refreshing. And I said, well, you know, maybe throw a little gravy on those potatoes. And so what I've done is I've got some links and some resources available for each one of those. And so let's get to it. The six tasks that we have set up to save some time with for you under memes. MemeGenerator.net. It was the first online meme generator. It provides a free service, and it's been there since 2009. So 7 years of doing the same thing every year, they're getting pretty good at it. So give that one a look. And the show notes will contain all of these links. As always, if you just go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, we'll have the link there for you. And so that being said, the next item on the list is quotes, and there is a number of quote generators that you can get online. They'll put a pretty background in a quote. The one that I use, and being as I'm the dictator, kind of I get to pick what link we put in there, and it's called Pablo, like the artist, Pablo Picasso. So you go to pablo.buffer.com, and you can make all three flavors of images for your quote. It cannot just be the quote for Facebook and Twitter and like that, but also for Instagram, also for Pinterest. Now, the Instagram, you're thinking, well, if I make the graphic on my desktop, how do I get it to Instagram? Easy as cake. Make the graphic right, then you Gmail it to yourself, answer the Gmail on your phone, say view image, bazinga, then you share it to Instagram. That easy. So curated content is the next item on the list, and there's a helpful set of links for other bloggers and reputable sources that are sourced out. And basically I put in three links there. I said, what is content curation? And curated content is defined by eContent Mag, and they've done it, you know, probably as long as the meme generator has, a number of years. Then I put in a link from HubSpot for 11 content curation tools every marketer needs. So you can check your toolbox there if you're going to pursue this content curation. And then there's 14 sources for content curation. And they paint with a real broad brush in that content curation. But I should caution you, the link was from December of 2012. And I didn't have time this morning to check all those links, make sure they work. So there may be some broken links there. And I apologize for that ahead of time. Next item, homework assignment. Offer up a homework assignment to help out your followers. Like maybe, what are your five favorite content sources from the task above? If you're going to do content curation and you got five sources you like better than all the rest, then share those. And your followers could do the same. And then you could have a really nice little blog post out of that. Calls to action. I went to Jeff Bulis and I said, what are the top four calls to action? I mean, there's a number of them that you can see in any time, maybe you can place different wording and so forth. But basically the top four, and this is in regards to Twitter, ask for a download, ask for a retweet, ask for a follow, ask for a reply. And like I said, you get all these show notes for all these links and so forth at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. That said, the last item is freebies, and there are a ton of freebie sources. And so what I kind of cheated on the link, I get into Google and it says popular freebie sites, and I've got the link in there. So if you click that link, it'll bring up the Google search if you're logging into Google, and you'll get a plethora of links. Kelvin and I were talking about it before the show started. What's the biggest collection of links, and it's for freebies, obviously. It was a busy time. And as always, we say thanks to Fraser Ramsey. When it's time for shout outs, Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean, appreciates your efforts. He came up with the idea first and foremost last January, that long ago, over 150 episodes. And thanks to Eileen Smith, Basic Blog Tips, for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. Have I forgotten anything?
Do you remember the days we experimented with appear.in?
Oh, yeah. We had just chatting.
Yeah, we had cause to use it this morning as a backup.
When we went to Plan B, we went to appear.in and set up a room for Friends Just Chatting. And the way you found that, because I didn't know where they'd went. I went to the usual suspect, went to Fire Talk, not there. If you go to the Facebook group for Friends Just Chatting, and we'll have the link there in the show notes, they'll have an announcement there for where that brand, that logo you see there in the image, where they're going to be at online. Maybe they're in appear.in, maybe they're in Huzza, maybe they're in Google Hangouts. There's so many choices and channels. But today they're in appear.in. So if you go there and subscribe and give it a go. What? And on that note, thank you for listening and watching today. We appreciate your effort and taking the time. And speaking of the time, it's about time to go. And on that note, I'll say check the show notes for the evaluation question. You can validate the evaluation question simply with a click. Make sure it works, right? It's only a yes-no answer. There's an RSS feed for us. There's an opportunity to become a patron for the Geyer Cook Report. I would love to see the look on Kelvin's face when he gets that first PayPal commission for being the co-host.
I'm looking forward to it.
But follow us on Facebook, if you would. Follow us on Twitter. Give us a retweet now and then. Sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every Friday. There's a link on the bottom of the show notes to subscribe to the Fire Talk channel where you see us right now. And, of course, if you're already there, you don't really need to subscribe so much. That's about all I can think of, Kelvin. I'm going to have to say those three magic words that we say at the end of every show. It's a wrap.